David Pfeiffer's joining us. Morning to you, Dave.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. And whether you had the option of Ready, Cat, Go going last Saturday, you're satisfied you've made the right choice waiting for the first today?
Well, I think we've run into a pretty hot maiden. But I think at this time of year, I think a lot of these maidens are going to be hot and they're going to be hard to avoid these good horses that are trying to probably get themselves into these better races coming into the carnival.
I understand we've already spoken with Bjorn about Songlike and My Zabrinka for Ronnie Quinton. He seemed quite happy with his. How do you see your filly off what we've seen in the trial, this preparation going into the race?
Look, obviously she's the first start. She's going to really benefit from the experience. She's shown in the trials she's got good ability. The nice light weight, nice soft barrier, informed jockey, so she ticks a lot of boxes. I suppose, as opposed to Saturday's option where she was taking on a small team of highly skilled horses that have all raced and won races, this race has taken on sort of similar sort of circumstances, but they're all in the same boat that they haven't won a race yet. So to a degree, they're all going to get their chance, but horse with good race experience, like a couple of these have, are always going to have that bit more of an advantage. But I think whatever she does today, she's definitely going to improve on. She's a very nice future. She's a very nice filly. I think she's got a big future. It'll be a good experience for today. So I'm just excited to see how she handles with the experience.
Small field, obviously five. Barrier draws don't come into it in a long way, but at least you know you're going to be there right, close to the rail. Trust Kieran's judgment.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. I think it's won't be giving too many specific instructions. I'll let Kieran let her begin and see where she wants to be, and hopefully she does the best work late.
In the fourth race over the 1,200, you've got very much the informed Phoenix Claws, who you just think timing's right now for a midweeker after those wins at Gosford and Weil?
Yeah, obviously her rating sort of forced her to take this step forward. She's obviously a natural speed horse, and there's a couple of horses in the race that have got their own fair share of speed as well. But she's a nice filly. She's in great order. She looks $1 million at the moment. And she's loving her racing at the moment. So, a lot of people know if these fillies, when they're in form, they tend to hold it. So it'll be a good experience for her today. Step up in grade. Today will probably tell us what steps we take going forward with her. If she's going to keep rising to the occasion of going forward through her grades or whatnot. I'm very confident I've got the horse the best she can be, whether or not she's good enough to take on this great horse.
Understand. I guess you just like a mare in form, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. And like I said, she looks $1 million too. Like, she'll be a real standout at the yard. And, hopefully the way she looks, the way she races.
Yeah, exactly. Can I ask you about one? I'm a bit nervous. I thought so. Did I ask you? Yeah, did I ask you a few weeks ago, back in work?
Back in work, galloped yesterday, worked very nice, very happy with the horse. Gelded, so he's still got his own, his own mannerisms, yeah. But nowhere near what he used to be. He's a lot more professional, a lot more calmer. He looks like he's just sort of thickened out, matured a bit more, but he's set the trial in about 10 to 14 days. So okay. I'll be very pleased to get him back to the trials, and hopefully he can earn himself a trip down to Melbourne.
Yeah, let's hope so. You hope normally that a gelding operation can just settle him down. It sounds like it's sort of done half the job.
At this stage, I think you tell more when they've got, they're in full work and they're full of grain and whatnot.
Yep.
But at this stage, I say it's done 50-50, and I'm probably happy with those percentages.
Mate, we look forward to seeing that horse in the future, I thought so. Good luck today, mate. I hope they both run well for you.
No worries. Thanks very much.
Good on you, Dave. David Pfeiffer joining us on Racing HQ.